Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path. Did you know that God is concerned about things? In fact, the word things is used over 1,000 times in the Bible. Hi, I'm Forrest Ritchie. Thanks for joining us on aplainpath.wordpress.com. Rather surprising, isn't it? 1,000 times the word things is used. It's a common word. In fact, we toss it around rather loosely sometimes. How about this phrase? You've probably heard it. You may get something out of church, but I don't get a thing out of it. Or this one, going to church. Well, that's your thing. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, we read this. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. The dictionary defines things as anything that is or may become an object of thought. So what God is calling us to do is make our thoughts heavenly thoughts. Matthew Henry said it this way, mind the concerns of another world more than the concerns of this world. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth, if ye then be risen with Christ. What a calling. If we are a child of God, we need to set our affections on things above. We need to change our thinking and make it heavenly thoughts, because thoughts lead to actions. And after all, we are commanded to be doers of the word and not hearers only. It all starts with the thinking. May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.